Public education plays a pivotal role in the lives of special needs students throughout the state. And as Alaska Public Media's Josh Edge reports, a lot of their success is determined by confidence.
Kelsey McCarthy Keeler is a student at Service High School in Anchorage.
And what grade are you in?
I'm senior.
A senior?
Yeah.
Kelsey has Down syndrome and is a part of the school's special education and life skills program. And she's a bit of a music enthusiast. Kelsey has played the cello since elementary school, and she loves to sing. Her mom, Molly McCarthy, says Kelsey even sang at Service's homecoming assembly during her junior year.
Did you get up all by yourself with a microphone and sing the national anthem?
Yeah, I did by myself. Yeah.
Was it scary?
Sometimes.
It wasn't just scary for Kelsey, though. Molly says she was nervous, too, at first.
There was thunderous applause after she did that. And many people came up afterwards and told her how brave she was.
Adam Mahonan, also known as Mr. A, is a special education and life skills teacher at Service High School. He says it was a proud moment, not just for Kelsey, but also for the rest of the school.
I don't think I've ever had a student more patriotic than Kelsey. You know, like, I mean, she writes down the Star Spangled Banner and does a Pledge of Allegiance and wears an American baseball cap. You know what I mean? Like, she loves it. And so for her, it was such a cool moment. And for the school to be so accepting of it, it was really, really neat to see.
That culture of acceptance and inclusion is something Mr. A and many others say they have worked hard to cultivate at Service. The school started a peer teacher program that brings general education students into special education classes to help out.
They're a senior and they're a leader, and you have freshmen come up through that same program, and they see a kid that they look up to that's involved in the special needs program. It really sets the tone and the precedent that, you know, here at Service High School specifically, that's how you treat people.
There's room for 72 peer teachers in the classroom each day. Service students fill those spots, and then some.
I mean, what a great problem to have is that, you know, there's too many kids willing to come in and help out in a special needs room.
Molly McCarthy says the work of the students at Service has played a crucial role in Kelsey's growth.
They see this unique individual who has all of their strengths and foibles and personality quirks. They see this whole person first and not their disability. And they're going to carry that with them. And that can only benefit our community at large.
Molly says her daughter has become much more independent and confident during her 4 years at Service. When she's not singing in front of hundreds, Kelsey is learning to ride horses. She's worked at Blockbuster, and she's even jumped into Anchorage's Goose Lake for the Polar Plunge. Molly says she's excited for Kelsey's graduation at the end of this school year, but she's also nervous about what comes next.
There are a lot of questions about down the road. You know, what is her life going to look like? Where is she going to live? How independent can she be? What kind of job is she going to have?
After graduation, Molly says Kelsey will stay with the Anchorage School District a little longer through its ACE Act program, which gives adult students between the ages of 18 and 21 additional support as they transition out of high school.
That will really continue to, foster this readiness to be out there and to find, you know, hopefully meaningful work for her. Oh, and a meaningful life.
Before she's done with this school year, though, Kelsey says there's one more thing she wants to do: play the cello for her class. She still has a couple months to make it happen. Service High School graduates receive their diplomas May 15th. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.